straight to the creator, darling. That's where we go.
I mean, sometimes
what evidence of creation do any of you have?
The earth is flat and stationary, bro. So who the fuck put it here?
All right, hold on.
My bad. Okay, my bad.
Listen, guys. I really do appreciate you guys coming up and likes and all these shares and stuff. Believe me. But look, this is not the time to debate the shape of the earth. I don't want to get into that.
Planet's one of the trolls that follows us around, love. So just let me.
Troll.
I booed him. Yeah. I booed him. And black.
Yeah, we always get rid of him. He's come up here to say that there's no creator.
I've never heard of any of you before.
Hold on.
Oh, we know you. Stop it.
Hey, ladies, 1 second. Hey, host. Okay, the only reason that we want to like connect flat earth to this is because flat earth is direct evidence of like what your little thumbnail is, you know? Design.
Yeah, I that's a whole nother can of worms for me.
It's intertwined. Yeah,
I'm not willing to get into that debate right now about the shape of the earth.
I respect that. Okay. I'm just telling you that's why. Because it's intertwined, man. You gotta see it.
Well, that's right, love. That's when I found flat earth. That's how I found the creator. You can't have a flat realm without a creator, darling. But if you don't want to talk about that, that's fine, but at least we've got a creator. That's the best bit.
Good grief.
I know evolution. I know everything wrong about evolution, so I
Such
can
as?
Talk to you about that. Well, like I said, if we came from evolution, we're supposed to come from apes, right?
We are apes, yeah.
No, we're not apes. We're not. We have a creator, sweetheart. I'm 60 years old. I've researched 40 years. You want to go up against me?
I highly doubt it. Yeah. Name one book about evolution you've read.
I didn't have to.
My God. He thinks, this kid, listen, our host, he's going to give you a lot of problems this time, and he will probably get you live shut down. So if I was you, I'd get rid of you.
Yeah, I'd be scared if I were you too, but I think the host is a little bit more stoic than you pathetic little ladies.
Goodbye.
I'll talk about evolution. I think it's hilarious.
No, actually, I do it biblically, and you don't want to talk about it, so... I don't have to. At 3 years old, I knew we were flat. And I'm not bringing this up to make you mad. Everything that you're bringing up, I knew at 3 years old. I have an IQ that you wouldn't believe. And guess what? I don't brag, but I also...
Zero is pretty hard to believe, yeah.
I listen. And I listen to a lot of people through my ears. Okay? I hated school because it's a prison. All they do is... put you on a time schedule just like a prison. You couldn't ask questions. If you did, you were supposed to ask certain questions, and then you would get popped up to the next level, and you know, you wouldn't have any problems. Okay,
let's talk about humans coming from apes, Amy.
There's no apes. We have a creator. He created us in his image. He's not an ape.
What evidence of that do you have?
Or you might be a monkey boy. But we're not, okay?
I'm connected to him because I know him. How do you know that we came from apes?
The scientific evidence is incontrovertible.
Oh, Planet Boy. I don't care what the heck you have to say.
Oh, you're such an intelligent, open-minded, reasonable, rational person.
I know what you are.
Hey, guys, hold on. Everybody,
I know
please.
What you are.
Please. Oh, everybody, please, let's bring it back. Let's have respect. Let's have a really good conversation. I don't want to hear a single thing.
Muted.
I'm literally not even talking.
I don't want to hear anything about the shape of the earth, period.
I'm not bringing that up. I'm trying to talk about something else.
Why. Because it causes division.
We already have division because there are people who think we have our evolution and there are people that think...
Well, I've got the evidence, and you have nothing.
Okay.
You can't have both.
As usual.
Sorry.
Nothing is usual.
Planet, I don't think you have evidence. I think you have, like, an explanation and a story, and it's a good story. Yeah. You know, it's good.
I have evidence because we made predictions, and then the predictions came true.
Oh, bullshit, Planet. Stop it.
Hold on. We're talking about evidence.
I promise none of you can answer this question. If evolution was true, what would the evidence look like?
I promise that you are still a monkey.
It would look like certain species or certain types of animals turning into different.
No.
Yeah.
that would count against evolution, because evolution says that processes like that take an extremely long time. So if you saw an animal turn into another animal, that would be evidence of magic, not evolution.
They all ran.
No, this is okay. No, I got rid of them, and this is why. Because, listen, like I said, I don't want the division. I don't want the strife. I don't want this back and forth, name calling, all this other kind of stuff. I'm here to just have a conversation about the complexity, about creation, and everything else. For me personally, I'm just going to tell you this right now, because this is what I know to be true. Okay. And this is the only time I'm going to mention this, and the last time I'm going to mention this about the earth. God did not make this planet flat. Okay. I'm going to say that one more time. God did not make a flat earth. And it's in scripture. He hangs the earth around on nothing. Job describes a round spherical earth. There is not one single bit of scripture from front to back in the Bible that says anything about a flat earth. Period.
That's really not the case, actually.
No, I've studied it numerous times, and there is metaphor in there. Again, stop. There's metaphor, there's allegory, and there's things that are going on there that people aren't going to understand. But you have to take the time to study.
Did Satan tempt Jesus?
Now, I said I was only going to mention that one time, and now we can get going. Now, the idea of
we'll talk about evolution.
Evolution. Is not based on scientific fact.
Yes, it is.
No scientific fact. No, there isn't. Now you're being dishonest. Would you like to try again? Yes, you are.
If evolution was true, what would the evidence look like?
Again.
See, you won't answer this question because you either don't know or you know that you have the dishonest position.
Have you ever at one single time witnessed any creature of its own kind change into a different type of an animal? Have
that's
you ever
Pokemon
seen a banana?
That's not evolution, that's Pokemon.
Yeah, now you're lying. Okay, let's try again.
Pokemon.
Yeah, now you're lying. Okay, let's try again. Who wants to hold on to the imaginary fairy tale that everyone came from goop one day, and that there is no intelligent design behind anything that we see in this universe or anywhere else? Are we going to stay in our imagination? Are we going to have some honest conversation about evolution that you were taught in the secular school system that says, be your own God? You don't need God anymore.
I have a question, host.
Go ahead.
Is there any evidence of evolution that would change your mind?
There is no evidence of evolution. That's a really silly question.
No, that's not what I asked. Like, if there was,
either a troll
suppose there
or a
was, would it change
moron.
Your mind if it was sufficient enough? Like, is there anything that would
are you going to try to bring up microevolution, which even shouldn't even be called evolution? Let's get a grip.
No, I'm just trying to establish your standard for evidence, like how you form this belief.
All right, so before, is a thing. Okay, I would love to answer that question, but let's just get on the same page here, okay? No, I will never, ever not bring up scripture and get rid of my Bible. That's never going to happen because I base my life on scripture.
There's no way.
And in the very beginning of scripture, listen, in the very beginning of scripture, when we read, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. That's all the evidence that I need. As I look out on this earth, every single complexity in nature and all everything that you could even imagine, down to the very DNA that's inside you, give me a break.
It's been the
evolution that's debunked so many times.
Do you think there's some room for metaphor?
The big egg theory has been debunked. Have you ever seen? Dude, did you guys just like change everything in 2025 now that you realize that evolution's a bunch of nonsense? Are you guys coming up with all kinds of other new theories and whatever else to fraudulent bring about into the world?
I just want my...
Are you still holding on to...
Are you engaging
Charlie with Darwin? Are you still holding on to Charlie Darwin?
Anyone?
Kent Hovind.
You remember my friend?
All right. I can see this is just going to be a waste of time because the school system has absolutely just distorted your guys' brains. I don't care if you guys start falling off out of here one by one. It's of no value to me. I don't care about the views. I don't care about the likes. I don't care about the comments. I don't care about any of that stuff. I just want a real conversation, but no one can have them. Nobody. Not one single person has been able to come up here and have an honest conversation because you know that evolution has no scientific fact whatsoever. None. Zero. Zilch. Why lie? Why? What's the point in that? You're basing your belief system off an imagination. It's a fairy tale. It doesn't exist. This earth is not billions and billions of years old yet. It's never happened. It's not gonna happen. Billions. Does anyone understand the concept of billions? Even millions? That's a long time. This earth wouldn't even exist. You know, the second law of thermodynamics? Hello? It wouldn't even be here. Man, live. Unbelievable. Guys, please. Honesty, truth. It's really simple. So if you don't believe in God, then how did everything come about?
I mean, personally, right, so I believe in God.
Do you believe in God or no?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. All right.
I was curious, though, about your evidence that you say that has disproven evolution. Like, I just want to hear you out.
Well, number one, all you got to do is read the you say you believe in God.
Read the Bible. Right? Oh,
so all you have to do is read through the first chapter of Genesis, and there you go. Because, you know, when you read that every seed is in itself and every creature is created after its own kind. Now, evolution is contrary to that. Now, evolution also teaches that, you know, only the strong survive and eliminate the weaker species and things of that nature. When God makes it very clear that he did everything, he has ordered everything from the very beginning of when he created everything. Now, if you're trying to hold on to the fact that God created everything and then you're trying to lump in evolution with creation with God, then there's a very big problem with that. It can't go hand in hand because never at any time, never has anyone ever seen a monkey change into a human, or all the way back billions of years ago when it all supposedly started in primordial soup and the first little piece of cell or the first little bacteria decided to say, hey, I'm bacteria, and then grow legs or whatever and come up out of the sea and grow feet and walk around on the shoreline. You know, I've heard some of the most insane things from evolutionists. It's just like, wow, where did this imagination and dream come from? Makes zero sense.
I mean, I do believe that everything did start with its origin, everything with God, but I still feel like evolution exists whenever you, like, leave certain things, they will, like, begin to mutate and change in their forms and whatnot. Like, we can take viruses.
Right, when you go into the micro evolution, here's the thing about microevolution. First of all, I really wish that they would just get the evolution word out of that, because you can see certain things in bacteria and stuff like that. But the thing is that these mutations and things like that and adaptation and all that, it's not evolution. That's just simply adaptation. That happens, of course. You see that in nature.
Adaptation,
yeah.
Can't
but like
happen
I said earlier, I don't know if
happens.
You were in here, but it's like the whole thing dating back to Darwin's Origins of Species. The fact is that a bird, there are all kinds of species within a bird. We see that, of course. But the bird's always going to be a bird. It's never going to change into anything else.
I do agree with that. I was just asking, though, because I'm like, I can't deny what I have. Viruses to make new proteins and stuff, and those proteins cause cells to, like, present themselves differently.
Yeah, all that kind of stuff is really cool in biology and everything and science. Real, true, legitimate science is really cool. But when
such as evolution.
When you get down to the nitty gritty, There's a lot of junk science as well, and we know this. You know, there's pseudoscience all over this world.
Yeah, like creation science.
Right. Well, anyways, planet. So let's really get in deep, okay? And with this whole idea and this whole concept of billions of years, okay? And one of the most simple things about it, really quick, is if we had billions of years of life on this Earth, knowing that things break down through time, you know, second law of thermodynamics.
Can't possibly be serious.
The Earth's magnetic field would not exist. Period. It would.
How do you know that?
Billions of years, planet.
Yeah, explain how you know that.
Concept. Through the second law of thermodynamics.
Chat, what is it doing? Explain how you know that.
Would you like to change your attitude? You know what I mean? You sound pretty pompous.
You sound like a guy that just lies for fun.
Do you know anything about entropy?
I like how I asked you to explain it, and you have not yet even made one attempt to explain it.
Go find another panel to be a jerk on. I don't care. Whatever.
Host, can you explain what you understand about these scientific topics?
So, who are you, by the way?
I've been up here. I just don't like talking over people.
Okay. And how old are you?
18.
18. Thank you. And you're sure you're 18?
Yes. I have been for about a year.
All right. Well, it's for TikTok purposes too. You know, I need to understand where you're coming from for that. You know, they don't allow anyone 18 or
Of course.
How is a man with 10% of a brain able to function normally? What did 16th century Arctic explorers eat that made their skin fall off? Why did Columbus think the Earth had a nipple like a breast? Learn the history behind these stories and well over 100 more in my new book, Facts That Aren't True. Check out my other book, too. Link in the description.
An atheist and trying to convince other people in Islam to be atheists so that their mom could stop getting beat by her husband.
Okay. But the purpose of atheism, the fact is, I know the purpose of atheism. Atheism does have a purpose. The beauty of it is that atheism has a purpose under Christianity. And that is...
What?
That is
this
the gaslight.
Makes no sense.
No, atheism has a purpose under Christianity.
No, atheism, that doesn't make any sense.
Let him answer the question. I'm curious. What is atheism's purpose? Do you know it? What is it?
Let him finish. To bring people to the devil?
Isn't your panel. You guys got to let him finish.
Please, appreciate that. Thank you, Dom, once again. Yes, the purpose of atheism under Christianity is he gave you the ability to choose, right? So atheism... it's not actually something that has purpose of its own because it doesn't exist on its own. Like you said, this is your view. Your real view is saying that atheism exists.
Come
exactly.
Closer to your mic, gang. I can't hear you.
Yeah, is this good?
Better.
Much better.
Okay. So your purpose of atheism, when you're saying atheism exists in a vacuum, it's impossible. Your vacuum of what atheism is just that, a vacuum. It doesn't exist. Okay, so when you're talking about Christianity...
then it doesn't have a purpose.
Yeah, on its own, which is how you're applying it. You're applying it on its own. You're saying atheism is I. Atheism is on its own.
No, I didn't say anything like that.
Okay.
But you said atheism has a purpose, and then you said it doesn't even...
Hey, stop doing that. They're going to manifest it. No, they're tracking. They're just manifesting. Hey.
Tensa. Is it Tensa?
Not you.
Is it Tensa? Is it Tensa? Am I saying
that? Right? What about me?
Or the young lady that's talking. I'm Truly Cosmic. My bad.
Yeah, what's up?
Truly Cosmic, what you said wasn't analogous, and I'm going to show you why. You said the purpose of somebody with being an atheist and dealing with Islam about them hitting their wife and how to leave Islam. Am I quoting that correctly?
Yeah, I don't think that was an analogy, but go ahead.
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with atheism or Islam, because atheism teaches that there is no God, and you don't have to be an atheist.
Atheism doesn't teach anything.
You don't have to you don't have to be an atheist to have someone stop from beating on their wives.
Right, but he so was using the term as purpose, and I was just giving an example of what a purpose atheism could be used for. Just an example.
Nah, well, I'm just talking about on its own. When I say something isolated, okay? Isolate atheism, okay?
Mm-hmm.
From what it's saying. It cannot substantiate itself. Isolate God.
It's not even a claim.
That. Yeah, I don't get what you mean by that.
Look. Oh, this guy, you.
Yeah, I don't get what you mean by that.
Look. Oh, this guy, you can't help yourself. You see the manifestation? I'm sorry, man. Because it is a claim. It's an isolated claim. It's an isolated claim. It's a claim of isolation saying that God doesn't exist.
So no, it isn't. Own,
it still doesn't exist. Because you need God even for this. That's why other guy told him it's a subcategory. It's
of
a subcategory.
You think that, but
it's
like
a subcategory dependent upon God still. It still depends on God.
No, it
even
isn't.
Under atheism. That's what I said. Atheism has a purpose under truth, which is God, which is giving you the ability to gaslight yourself into believing that he doesn't exist. But it never
guys
it can
saying
never
nothing at all.
Like an officer coming up to you and asking you to describe somebody and you're saying, like, What does he look like? What does he look like? And you're like, him right there, God, he doesn't exist. Like, him right there. Like, oh, you mean,
you're confusing
you mean God?
The hell out of me.
No, you mean God? The creator of all? The creator
100%
of
admit I'm not tracking.
Okay, cool. Guys, I'll break it down even.
100% admit I'm not tracking.
Okay, cool. Guys, I'll break it down even simpler.
I am the one who originally brought this point up. Can I respond
real quick? I'll break it down simpler to you.
No, you didn't read it out simply.
Simpler. Cosmic.
You just said, I understand what you said completely. Can I just respond?
You're manifesting. I don't care. I'm going to repeat it myself. No manifest. I'm going to drop you.
What does that even mean? You're manifesting.
You got it. That's cool. Cosmic, imagine you're in a room by yourself.
Right.
You're in a room by yourself. Mm-hmm. And you're the definition of atheism.
Right. What? Okay. All right.
Guys,
I want you to
so
play the
stupid.
Definition of atheism. Because that's what you are. So you're gonna role play. You're gonna go into the role of atheism, right? Play it. Like, imagine playing the role of Superman, Batman, Aquaman. Play the role of atheism.
Atheism isn't a character. What the hell
play,
are we talking
play
about?
Play the character. Just
this guy
just
is reaching. He's trying so hard.
That doesn't even make, like in my mind, like I'm trying
identity.
To engage in the hypothetical, but like it doesn't make sense in my mind. Like I don't
okay,
know.
Play, okay,
atheism right. is a lack of belief, man.
Play. Don't bring up nobody else because they're gonna manifest. Especially when you're this close to like dropping it down. They're
gonna.
45
seconds.
It's cool. I know. You guys want to run from the truth. As soon as the check mark, the finish line approaches, you run. So imagine atheist. You're by yourself.
Now, present. You know good and goddamn well that I'm not the type to run.
Track style, man. Them Adidas do got some.
One thing's for
sure,
I have
kicking
run
everybody
people,
out.
When I have
and
run,
calling us
I, dude, I'm like, nah, you're too smart for me. I'm running. I'm not running from you, present. Calm that shit down. Calm that shit down.
You ran multiple times. This is not a first, but okay,
what have I ever run from you?
We're not going to talk about the history.
We're about to pivot for sure.